MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Artesia police continuing to investigate a break-in that occurred recently at a local restaurant. Officers dispatched to Wings at 402 North 1st Street after employees arrived to find unauthorized entry had been made of the building. Police cleared the building and noticed that both a burglary and criminal damage had taken place. APD's Criminal Investigation Division called in, and a crime scene investigator sent to process the scene. APD was able to identify a potential suspect. The male individual was found sleeping inside a nearby vehicle. In efforts to remove hazardous trees from the Hermit's Peak Half Canyon burn scar, forest officials have cut down a number of trees. Those are now up for grabs as firewood with a free permit. U.S. Forest Service and the New Mexico Department of Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources have been working on clearing trees since June. They've been focusing on areas where trees might be a risk to mountain bikers or hikers. Permits let the public collect in 5-quart increments per household. If you get a permit, you'll also get a map and load tags. You should check with the applicable ranger station before you collect to make sure there's no forest closures. A lawsuit against New Mexico Democrats accusing them of gerrymandering will move forward in 5th Judicial District Court after the state Supreme Court issued a Wednesday order rejecting arguments against the case by Governor Grisham's administration. Debate centered around a new congressional district map approved by state officials and signed into law by the governor in 2021 that the GOP argued was developed to intentionally curb Republican influence. Map was approved during a special session of the Democrat-controlled legislature. It drew immediate backlash from local officials in southeast New Mexico who argued a conservative stronghold was being diluted. The map divided Lee County in half. Lee now straddles the border between the 2nd and 3rd congressional districts. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.